This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The storm that brought heavy rain and snow to California is forecasted to hit parts of Colorado today and tomorrow. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
This weather event is called an atmospheric river. A flowing column of concentrated water vapor, like a river in the sky, can produce heavy amounts of rain and snow. The storm making its way east to Colorado is classified as a level 5, which is the strongest category. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction is expecting widespread snow and rain on the western slope and says the storm could bring unusual amounts of precipitation for this time of year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
About 30,000 current and former students and employees at the University of Colorado Boulder are victims of a cyber data breach. Personally identifiable information, such as dates of births and addresses, were accessed by a hacker in a cyber attack on third-party vendor Atlassian. This attack is unrelated to one earlier this year, which affected all four CU campuses. Colorado Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over proposed new maps for the state's legislative districts. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're drawing much less criticism than the state's congressional map.
The state Supreme Court is still weighing concerns that the new boundaries for Congress don't adequately protect the voice of Latino communities. But the same groups objecting to the congressional map generally support the final legislative ones, only asking for a few limited changes. The state legislative maps make it likely Democrats will continue to control the House and Senate, but Colorado Republicans filed a brief saying the process was fair and followed the state constitution, and they support the final outcome. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Colorado Springs is at 64 degrees. The high today is 68. There's a chance of rain this afternoon and a high wind watch this evening.